Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And Chris, today's topic is one that, if we're being honest, I think everyone can say that they struggle with: loving your enemies.
That really is the truth. And I'll tell you, I'm definitely part of that struggle there. You know, it's one of those biblical principles that when it was presented as part of the new covenant, people just kind of said, huh? Because, you know, really, it goes against our nature, against our earthly fallenness, our flesh. But it truly is one of those fundamental principles that sets Christianity apart from religions in the world, because it so fundamentally forces us to deal with an even greater problem, Brandon, and that is how we cope with and deal with pain in our lives.
So when we experience a painful interaction with someone, an enemy, if you will, how do we make those scriptural truths practical?
When we perceive that someone has done something wrong to us, or when it's really not just a perception, but it's pretty obvious that they did, you know, we feel pain. And this pain can be very intense. It can be humiliating, impact our children, or immediately change our lives, at least in the short term. So we need to find support. Talk to your spouse if you're married, or to a trusted friend who is firmly rooted in their faith, or to your pastor if you really are unsure how to respond. These types of situations, especially when they have potentially lasting consequences, such as losing a job or something that might impact your family, these can be particularly difficult to navigate. So having someone from your all-important support group that you have in your lives, the support system, having someone to help you decide what you're going to do in response is vital. So they can pray for you, or they can help you develop a strategy for coping with and addressing these types of difficult situations. But remember, too, depending on the situation, there may be legal ramifications. So, of course, we are encouraged in Scripture to handle things outside the courts if it involves other believers and is appropriate to do so. I mean, you know, I'm not discounting that. But we also shouldn't see other believers necessarily as enemies. But keep in mind that sometimes strategizing how we're going to handle these types of situations, we need to really do that very intentionally, strategize. Keeping in mind the result that the enemy in the situation likely needs to have Christ in their lives as well.
You mentioned possibly needing to involve the law. How does that influence the forgiveness process?
Well, in situations where crimes are committed against you and or your family, you do need to protect your family, and involving the law is the right thing to do, and it's not necessarily an ungodly response. We're not talking about conflict between two believers here. We're talking about crimes that were committed, and that really needs to happen. We need to involve the law when necessary. But that goes a bit beyond what we're discussing today. But we're looking at the real specifics of the process of loving and forgiving our enemies, in addition to remembering that we need that same level of grace in our own lives. So we need to remember that this does not mean allowing ourselves to be repeatedly harmed by the other party. It also means we need to relinquish our rights to get even or seek revenge on a personal level, even though we may not have that same level of relationship with the other party that we did prior to the incident. We need to be receptive to opportunities to bless those who may have harmed us by meeting their needs if we can, or otherwise keeping communication open, again, in a safe manner and one that will not lead to additional opportunities for repeated harm, such as in the case of domestic violence situations. You know, people that are caught in those situations, they need to take the appropriate actions to protect themselves so that they don't get repeatedly violated and harmed. But again, when we're talking specifically about situations where, you know, we've been harmed and we feel the pain of a harm, talk to our close friends who are rooted in the faith, our pastors, our church leadership, our small groups, et cetera, about how to walk through these situations to help come up with a, you know, a godly response.
Any final thoughts, Chris?
We are a deeply divided nation right now on just about every possible topic. So the opportunities to love and forgive will not be hard to find if you stop and think about it. I encourage folks to really give this some thought. Look for studies or small group opportunities or Sunday school class opportunities to help process this through, and just really be prepared so that when these difficult situations arise, that we're ready with a godly response.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.